Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site looking at the strategy, the thinking of Eurasia, the vast world island. And right now, Russia has a southern border that has been at odds with Russia's sense of confidence since the end of the Soviet Union. There's the North Caucasus and the South Caucasus. Recently concluded as Azerbaijan overran a paramilitary unit in Nagorno-Karabakh. The Armenian ethnics fled for their own reasons, and now Nagorno-Karabakh and Azerbaijan are in the hands of a republic that is well-armed and well-disposed towards Moscow's development. However, is this adequate for Russia's sense of security? Because Georgia is part of the South Caucasus, and the last time I was there, George, in 2018, there were NATO forces exercising in the hills of Georgia. So does Russia feel secure with Azerbaijan backing off Armenia and with Georgia entertained as a future member of either NATO or the EU?
Well, first, remember, Azerbaijan is a giant oil producer. And the Russians have stood them away, far away from them. They wanted to be with Armenia. Armenia is a producer of very little and of little economic value. So part of this is that if Azerbaijan and the Russians cooperate, you wind up in a situation where they have a lot of money to throw around in this. The Georgians already last week had called it a coup, an attempted coup. It's not clear, but a pro-Russian one. Georgia has been pro-American for many years, ever since the war was fought. Now we're in a situation where it's up in the air. In either way, you have to remember this border is crucial. The Chechenian border is where there was an uprising of Islamists, and it lasted for a long time. But beyond that, this is a country that's only about 400 miles away from the Ukrainian battlefield. On the other side, the Don and the great waters of Ukraine. I mean, this is there, and this is an incredibly critical area, and we are going to have to defend it. It's a big area, and it's rough to defend. But what they've done is open other frontier. They've said basically, okay, you're having a good time in Ukraine. You're hurting us. Got it. Now here's another one for you.
The Russian sense of insecurity is all through history. And right now we've talked of the war to secure the Ukrainian front. Now the war to secure the southern front. Is this Putin? Is this the Kremlin? Is this the way it's taught at the Russian military schools? How is it, George?
This is reality. Russia is a vast country that makes it harder to defend because you can't move your troops around fast enough. It's been a country that's historically been attacked. It fears those attacks. So it has, for the past 100 years, been focused on its western border in the First World War and the Second World War, and during the Cold War. The southern border was a secondary one, but the Russians are now thinking this could become the point at which they break us. So they're beginning to move to the south. But for the Russian point of view, it's not some sort of arbitrary belief. It is a reasonable response to their geographic reality.
You mention again and again the exhaustion in Moscow, that they've got a strategic depth that Ukraine can't match, that the European Union can't match. And that gives them always an opportunity to try again. They win ugly, George. We both know this. right now, is the spirit in Moscow that we're winning this, we just ride it out, time is on our side? Do they still think that?
Well, it's quite, who you ask is the question. I think Putin knows how desperately in trouble he is. And I think he's making these moves to try to strengthen his position. I think there's a layer of society that's quite confident that Russia can't be beaten, that believes that Russia won in the Second World War. They can certainly win this little war. And there's another segment that says, look, we've bitten off more than we can chew. We're not what we were in World War II. We're a country like this, and it's worrisome. And I think the country was shaken by the Wagner affair and the attempt of them to overthrow the government. And then no trial was held, and finally the plane crashed. So it's behaving, from their point of view, the Russians are behaving as if they're secretive about dealing with this matter. And this is an underlying issue. When we talk about Russia and confidence today, what happened with the Wagner Group, what happened with the attempted coup, becomes a number one issue.
George Friedman, founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I recommend it highly, a subscription site. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.